Hello, it's Tuesday, October the 27th, and we're almost through October and into November. It's hard to believe. Today we are in Psalm 87, and Psalm 87 is a very short psalm, 7 verses, and it's often a psalm that you will hear preached on during a mission conference. I've spoken at several mission conferences, and I've often taken this psalm, Psalm 87. It's a psalm that's incredibly well known, at least in terms of one of its verses. And that verse is verse 3, glorious things of you are spoken, O city of God. And John Newton's wonderful hymn, glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God, set to the majestic tune by Franz Joseph Haydn. And this is a psalm that's set, of course, in the Old Covenant, the importance of Jerusalem as the city of God. In the psalmist's day, it was a city of enormous significance for the Jews. But the psalm depicts a time, verse 4, among those who know me, I mention Rahab and Babylon. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there, they say. He's looking into the future, and he's seeing a day when Jews and Gentiles are part of the church of God. And it's this psalm, and particularly the closing of this psalm in verse 6, the Lord records as he registers the people, this one was born there. And I think that's the a source of Paul's use in the fourth chapter of Galatians when he speaks of the church as our mother. The church as our mother. John Calvin, famously, in book 4 of the Institutes, when he begins to unfold the doctrine of the church, says, famously, you cannot have God as your father without having the church as your mother. And he too, of course, was referring to Galatians 4:26, and Galatians 4:26 is alluding, I think, to the sixth verse of Psalm 87. God has a plan and a purpose to bring all the peoples of the nations, all his elect, from the four corners of the globe, from every tribe and tongue and nation and people, into the kingdom of God. And that's what Psalm 87 is about. It's a wonderful vision of what is to come. The Lord bless you today.
We hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, and you want to make sure you get all of our content, not just videos, but podcasts and ministry updates, make sure you download our app. If you think you might have missed a video, click on our YouTube channel. A link should be down below. There you can see all of our videos. And if you want to make sure you don't miss anything in the future, hit subscribe. If you want to be one of the first ones to know when we release a video, hit that little bell icon. And if this video has blessed you and you can think of someone else that it might help, use that share icon and send it to them. All, of course, for the edification of God's people and the glory of His name. Until next time, God bless.